Surah Hud, verses 61 to 68.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We are on page 318, Surah Hud, looking at the sixth ruku this morning, inshallah, commencing at ayah number 61 to 68. So far, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala has spoken about the people of Hud alayhi salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Taala has spoken about the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. And now the third Nabi Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about here is Salih alayhi salam and his people, the nation of Ad, the nation of Thamud. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ila Thamuda akhahum Saliha. And to Thamud, we sent as a messenger their brother Salih alayhi salam. Qala ya qawm, u'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. And Salih alayhi salam said to them, O my people, worship Allah only. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu, you have no god other than him that is worthy and deserving of being worshipped. Why? Huwa ansha'akum min al-ard. It is He, Allah, who has showered His favor upon you and brought you forth from the earth. Allah has created insan from the sand, from the soil. So Allah is the one who is your creator. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا, and then settled you upon it. Allah has created you from the earth, and Allah is the one who has settled you upon it. Therefore, He has given you existence, and He sustains your existence. Since He is your only and true benefactor, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ, seek forgiveness from Him. And what were they doing wrong? For your sin of kufr and shirk, by embracing iman, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, then turn to Him. Turn to Him means remain focused to Him by carrying out the acts of worship which He has ordained. Make tawbah from kufr and shirk, embrace iman, and then be focused to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna Rabbi Qareebun, truly my Lord is near to the one who is focused to Him with devotion. And my Rabb is Mujib, He is responsive to the supplications of the one who seeks His forgiveness. Those who turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes responsive to them. Ayah 62. Qalu ya Salih, they said, O Salih, قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا, you were a source of hope among us before this. You were a source of hope, meaning on account of your intelligence and potential, we felt that you would be an asset to your people and a leader to them. But regrettably, your words are destroying all the hopes we had entertained about you. أَتَنْهَانَا أَن نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, are you forbidding us to worship that which our fathers worshipped? So do not prevent us. Why? وَإِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكِّم مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٌ. Do not prevent us, for indeed we are in grave doubt about that to which you call us to. We cannot relate to this concept of tawheed, worshipping one Allah. We cannot relate to it. We have severe doubts about it. Ayah 63, قَالَ يَا قَوْمٌ, in response, Salih alayhi salam said, O my people, as for you wanting me to stop preaching tawheed and that I refrain from objecting from idol worship, so tell me, ara'aytum, in kuntu ala bayyinatin min rabbi, that if I am on a clear proof from my Lord, by which tawheed is established, wa'atani minhu rahma, and if He has granted me a special mercy from Himself, what is this mercy? It is prophethood. And because I am a prophet, it obligates me to preach His oneness. فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ, then who can help me against Allah if I were to disobey Him by discontinuing my preaching as you demand? فَمَا تَزِيدُونَنِي غَيْرَ تَخْسِيرٍ, by giving me such irresponsible advice, you would only increase me in harm and in loss. You are telling me to give up my duty. وَيَا قَوْمٌ, And since they demanded a special miracle, ayah 64, he said to them, Ya Qawm, O my people, as you have requested, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ This is the she-camel of Allah, which has been produced as a sign for you, ayatan. It is a sign for you indicating to the power of Allah. And this she-camel, as we remember, we discussed it at the end of the ages, it came out of a rock mountain, pregnant she-camel, and it was a huge camel. It was a miracle, and this is why it is called the she-camel of Allah, because it shows the power of Allah. So as for this camel, فَذَرُوهَا So besides it being a proof of my prophethood, I have showed you the miracle you wanted, it has some other rights as well. One of them is that, فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ Leave her alone to graze on Allah's earth freely without hindrance, and that she drinks water on every alternate day as stipulated. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ And do not lay a hand on her to harm her. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ Lest you be afflicted instantly with a punishment. Very quickly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy you. فَعَقَرُوهَا But despite all this warning, عَقَرُوهَا They hamstrung her and killed her. The she-camel. فَقَال So he said, تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days, 3 more days. And the promised punishment will come after that. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ This is a promise, غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ That would not prove to be false. With after 3 days, your adab is coming. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا Then when 3 days lapsed and our command of punishment came, نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا We saved Salih alayhi salam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا And those who believed along with him from punishment. وَمِنْ خِزْيِ يَوْمِئِذٍ And from the disgrace of that day. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيِّ Surely your Lord is powerful and mighty. He punishes whomsoever he wishes and spares whom he wishes. وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ The wrongdoers were overtaken by a dreadful blast, which was the voice of Jibreel alayhi salam. And there was also an earthquake. From on top there was a scream of Jibreel alayhi salam. From beneath there was an earthquake. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ And they lay dead and fallen on their faces in their homes. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا And it seemed as if they had never ever lived there, for they were wiped out in an instant. أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ Behold, Thamud rejected their Lord and disbelieved in him. أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُود Behold, the nation of Thamud was repelled from the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inshallah, we do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ila thamud akhahum saliha. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًّا قَبْلَ هَذَا أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريب قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني منه رحمة وآتاني منه رحمة فمن ينصرني من الله إن عصيته فما تزيدونني غير تخسير ويا قوم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب قريب فعقروها فقال تمتعوا في داركم ثلاثة أيام ذلك وعد غير مكذوب فلما جاء أمرنا نجينا صالحا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ومن خزي يومئذ إن ربك هو القوي العزيز وأخذ الذين ظلموا الصيحة فأصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا إن ثمود كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لثمود آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته